We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. We're going to play Studio Feud and have you guys call in, but no one's here to answer the phone, so. Andrew's at home.
Tony left.
Doing hell knows what. Yeah, Tony just
Tony
just stood up and left. Took his baseball cards, put them in his spokes, and rode home. You know what the hell Tony's doing. So when we do have someone to answer our phones, we will play Studio Feud.
And it's going to be fun.
Yes. We're going to have a good time.
We had such a fun time last time we played.
Yeah, which means today will suck. Yeah. It's just the way it goes.
Hate to jinx it.
You have something, you're like, this is going to be the best, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And the dumb, like, oh, I guess we'll do this, sometimes turns into magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You want to do some headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Guys, don't forget that from now until August 11th, you can round up to donate to Folds of Honor. They send the children and spouses of fallen military to college. Last year, Schnucks shoppers raised $1.25 million, and our goal is to beat that this year. So next time you're at Schnucks, round up at the register. Super easy and super worth it. All right, Budweiser is launching its first ever alcohol-free 50-calorie beer. It's called Bud Zero.
So it's 100% alcohol-free.
Alcohol-free.
Interesting.
So they have other alcohol-free beers. This is the first low-calorie
no,
one?
No, no. All of the other ones have like one, like a really low amount
like
of alcohol.
Like O'Doul's has a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. But so this would have nothing.
I don't understand that, because is the point of O'Doul's for people who don't drink, and wouldn't they want to avoid alcohol altogether? I'm sure there's a reason for this. I just don't.
Which is why they're doing this, I assume, right? So instead
and
of-
it's only 50 calories.
Here's what I don't get. And it's just personal. I drink beer, but I don't like it. Like, if I, it's for occasions, you know? But if I could have a Diet Coke or a beer at any given time, I'm taking the Diet Coke.
Right.
And so if I'm drinking beer and it's not even real beer, and you know it can't. It's got to taste like ass. Like
some people do like the taste, though.
No, yeah, I know. I know. I know that. No doubt about it. And some people like to fake it.
Yeah, or like if you're in a social setting and you don't want to drink, but you don't want to.
You want to stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yesterday, I was at Chris's at the Docket across the street, and people were drinking mimosas, and I was like, man, I don't want. I mean, it's 11 a.m. I don't want to drink before
you can
I go into
say
work.
It was me.
people. But I love the taste of Prosecco with orange juice. I wish I could just have that taste without feeling any of the effects, but you know, it is what it is. Okay, Herman Cain is dead. We talked about that yesterday.
Yikes.
Rest in peace. I didn't say it mean. I'm just looking at these headlines. I haven't had a chance to review.
So this man's life's over.
No, he seemed like.
This in about pumpkin pie.
Great. Now, that just adds to the lore of Rachel's a horrible person. On the Dave Glover Show Facebook page. Check it out, guys. All right, Madonna's Instagram account has been flagged for spreading misinformation. She spread that video of the America's Frontline doctors and said, look at this, we have a cure, they're suppressing it. Eventually, the video was taken down off of Instagram. Just thought that was kind of interesting that Madonna, of all people, was sharing that. And it's not just like, you know, the Trumps. I know Don Jr. got banned for a little bit or restricted from posting.
I know this is a huge topic, very, very complex, but I thought that the doctors in that video looked foolish. I think the lady who thinks that little girls get UTIs because they have sex with demons looks like an insane person. But I don't trust Twitter or Facebook or anyone else to decide for me what is disinformation and what is not. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I agree, but there is so much danger to people that people listen to, and unfortunately, Madonna is one of them, posting things that are crazy and dangerous. And I don't know what the solution is, and I completely agree with you. I hate that they're just choosing to take out information. They're deciding what is best for me and for us.
Like, for example, I think the Green New Deal is insane and would bankrupt the country. But I don't expect every time AOC or someone from the Democrat Party puts up something about the Green New Deal, like, take that down. People will believe that bull crap. No, just think about it, read about it, make your own decisions. Yeah. As crazy as I thought the Doctors on the Frontline thing was, I would have never thought to let's eradicate it from the internet.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if it's being looked at through the perspective of, and I'm by no means saying that this is what hydroxychloroquine is like, but if there was a video that was going viral and people were like, here it is, the cure for COVID-19, and it's like black cherry Kool-Aid mixed with vinegar. I mean, would we be surprised if they decided to take that down? If it was actually catching fire and people were like, here we go, this is it. They're hiding the cure from us because they want us to buy an expensive vaccine. I don't believe that's what...
I guess I'm more of a let the chips fall guy.
Right. But I think they're doing it under the guise of, like, this is spreading information that is actually dangerous to the public. Because if you tell people that this is the cure and it's not the cure, then we're going to have something on our hands. Which instead, it turns into a much bigger story about censorship, and it has way more attention than it would have previously. But
I don't know if you guys heard it. I would declare Madonna's last album dangerous to the public.
You guys remember when Rand Paul's neighbor knocked him off the lawnmower?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rene Boucher was the man's name who decided to assault Senator Paul. He was originally given a 30-day sentence after pleading guilty to assaulting a member of Congress. But federal prosecutors argued that this sentence was too lenient. So now he has to pay over $580,000 in damages. He's moved. He has said that he feared for his Oh, no, sorry, I'm reading that wrong. But he's moved away, which is probably a good idea if you're so angry at your neighbor that you're tackling
them. Do we know why he did it?
Yeah, is that?
He had been adding to, so Rand Paul had been adding to a brush fire near Mr. Boucher's property line. And, I mean, that's obviously not the reason you assault someone, but I'm assuming it was a long-time contentious relationship. Yeah, and then he's like, no, he's putting the brush next to my property line. And he just knocked him right off of his seat. So
what a punk move,
right? Yeah, definitely. This is really cool. Lowe's is shelling out $100 million in coronavirus bonuses to their hourly workers. Really cool. So nice. Full-time associates will receive $300. Part-time and seasonal associates will receive $150. Lowe's has also committed more than $100 million in assistance for healthcare workers, minority-owned small businesses, and rural communities. Always want to give a shout-out to the businesses that are being cool.
You know what hits me we haven't tried? And this is dangerous for me to say because I could end up like Trump saying, inject yourself with bleach. Open your mind. What if we got COVID in a room with Ellen DeGeneres and just leave him there for a couple hours? If she's that toxic, you know, maybe she walks out, COVID's
she
like,
she wins.
I'm done. COVID looks her in the eye and it's like, I just wilts. Do you see that latest report from the guy in Australia?
No.
About
Australia,
Ellen?
No.
Yeah. So Today Show wanted to interview Ellen, and she was in Australia. So they flew over there, and it's like every nightmare you've ever heard. It was, okay, here's the deal. Literally, don't look her in the eye, even during the interview. Don't approach her. Don't this, don't that. Compliment her. And he said it was the most insane thing. Like, every little thing she would say, her whole staff would, like, double over laughing.
Wow.
When was this?
Pretty recently.
But not since the controversy.
No.
Okay.
No, before that.
That, yeah. I could talk about that whole thing for hours. It's pretty wild. And did you read her letter?
I read excerpts.
Her letter was very much, I'm the boss. I'm taking responsibility for what happened on my show, but as if all other people did the bad things.
Yes.
And
Buck stops
her.
With me, I guess.
Right. Like, oh, I just feel terrible. Not once addressing decisions that she made or the way that she treated people. I've had a couple of friends work on that show. And I mean, those stories just keep on coming and they're real. Now, Ellen being mean, is that so much that there should be an investigation and anything should be brought against her just for being a tough boss? I don't really think so.
I know.
But the whole thing is
pretty complicated.
Yeah,
she's not the first.
Did
no.
you see the tweet from Brad Garrett, who apparently said everybody knows this?
Yeah, I did.
This is a common thing, just like you're saying, Tim. I've known people, and that's what it is.
And it is, but is it so bad that she should be canceled?
Yeah.
Because,
evidently, Carson was the same, Letterman was the same, Ryan Brecker. Same reputation.
Man, he trashes this studio every day at 2:55, and then I have to scramble to clean it all up.
Shoves chairs over.
Yeah.
We have to laugh at everything he says.
Right.
No eye contact.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, it's a tricky one because I do think she's kind of a nightmare. But who cares? Like, she's also real talented. She's running the show, and it is. I mean, you mentioned those other guys being tough to work with. Like, are people being extra hard on her because she's a woman or because the show is so? I'm kindness. Whereas Letterman's thing was he was kind of a jerk.
That's
I'm
what it is.
She bought
that's
into
exactly
it
what it is. Yeah. She tries to. I think it's the idea that she tries to make it so friendly, and it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that once you get a couple if 10 of Letterman's old producers wanted to get together and start something, they absolutely could. It's just a momentum thing. Like, these little rumblings start, and then more people. I remember when this all first started, like, really coming out, even though open secret for a long time, there was a YouTuber who was like, yeah, and then when I went on her show, the Jonas Brothers got a dressing room, and I didn't.
Oh,
and I was like, dude, as a producer, if the same thing's happening on my show, the Jonas Brothers are getting a special room, and you're going to hang out in the lobby, no offense. Like, that's not mistreating you. It's come on.
Yeah.
We were just talking about the vaccine. If you believe him, Anthony Fauci is cautiously optimistic about a vaccine proving effective by late fall or early winter. Now, of course, not everyone would get it at the same time. It would be disseminated in phases. That's the quote here, which just all of this is just so creepy. And
remember
horrible.
The Simpsons episode when there is a vaccine and Mr. Burns ran over everyone? Just thinking, like, that seems like how it will be. Like, if there's only enough for half the people, like, how do you?
Well, that's what it was like whenever testing first started. No one could get a test, but then you hear of celebrities like, well, I've had my test. How did you get that? I guess you just have money and know the right people, and it's as simple as that. Sue, don't get upset, but this is an upsetting story. Have you heard that the baby elephant at the St. Louis Zoo is struggling with some health setbacks?
I did, so I started to pray for the elephant today.
That's
I think
very
that's
sweet.
What we can do.
So this is a little boy elephant, still doesn't have a name, but he was born to Rainey, and then Raja is his father, and he's had some developmental issues. Unfortunately, they're not getting better. The St. Louis Zoo shared today, we really wish we had good news to share about the health of the elephant calf, but we do not. Although at times the calf has shown signs of being stable, he has had multiple setbacks related to his underdeveloped feeding response, as well as his ability to digest and stay hydrated. So he's in intensive care. Just sad. Think about
Very
him.
Sad.
Pray for him like Sue is. Poor little baby elephant. Hate to end on a down note, but that's what I got, Dave.
Wow.
I can go back to the Herman Cain.
Should we go back to beating up on Ellen?
Let's hope he doesn't go the way of Herman Cain. He's tits up.
All right, well.
I just play music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome back. DGS 430. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So it gets a little better over the weekend, right?
Yeah, a little bit better, but it's not a complete dryout. We're 69 degrees right now.
Mm.
You believe that?
Wow.
August 1st. Not August 1st. But
July.
Almost.
I'm jumping ahead because I'm thinking weekend.
You're just excited because Tim Convey's here.
Yeah, we understand.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, guess what? Tim Convey got engaged.
I know. We talked about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I don't believe I've been invited to anything.
Yeah, we brought it up, Tim. We were
nice
happy
you guys.
For you.
Didn't hear from
you,
Dave.
We were like,
very happy
get
you.
This.
Yeah. Do you believe? Some poor woman said
what
yes.
An idiot.
I know. How did you pull that off?
Sue collected $20 from everybody.
Yeah.
Today we're like, congratulations, Tim. That's. I'm sure she's a delightful woman. What an idiot. Dave, how long have you been married?
It will be 39 years in October.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Great.
Cool.
How about that, huh?
So neat.
Do anything special for 40?
Well, yeah, we probably would have, but can't go anywhere.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
God,
right,
you scared me. I thought you were going to say, like, but, you know, the no. Cancer. I'm like, geez.
You know, I know that Janice would love to go to Paris.
Oh, it's great.
She's been there, but I have not.
Mm.
But I would think that's maybe what we're thinking about for the 40th. Let's hope everything's back to normal and stuff. But
yeah, fingers crossed.
That's a great idea.
Everything is just on hold.
Yeah.
Mm. If not, we'll have fun in the backyard.
God, I knew he couldn't just let it go. Wouldn't that be terrible? I thought about this when I was in Colorado. Let's say that when I was in Colorado, I felt really bad, and I went and I got a test, and it was positive. Am I just in Colorado for 14 days? I mean, you're not getting on a plane, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I think so, actually. Yep.
I mean, there would have been worse places
like,
to be stuck, but...
Yeah.
We're not... Yeah, we'd like to go to Maui this year in October, but it's still a 14-day quarantine. That's supposed to ease up September 1st, but I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, you
know,
saw...
So you go there, and you're in quarantine for 14 days. The restaurants are closed. Golf courses are open. The beaches are kind of open. And it's like, well, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Who enforces that in these places, though? Are you just supposed to?
I know in Hawaii, you land, you have to have your picture taken. You have to have a phone number, they actually check the phone number while you're there to make sure it connects to something. They know exactly where you are, and they scan social media pages, something fierce from what I understand. Because there's idiots. Yeah, there's idiots who say, oh, yeah, I'll quarantine for 14 days. And then they start posting pictures of them at the beach and doing this and doing that. And then they home in on them.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts that there's someone doing that?
And the state of Hawaii is paying for that.
Yeah.
So,
well, you think about what Hawaii is all about. They're in the middle of nowhere. They're all, you know, they've always been concerned about rabies and some other diseases because once it gets in there, it doesn't get out.
Yeah, that makes sense. I've always heard that the islanders, I don't know what they're called, but people who have lived there for generations do not like tourists coming in and living there.
No, not at all.
So come, spend your money, stay at the Four Seasons, but don't try to buy property.
Well, you can buy property, and you can build there, but if you build there, it's like, okay, we'll come for a couple of weeks at a time, and we don't really want to see you here very often.
How overt is that? Do you feel the judgment?
Yes.
Wow.
I can do this because we talked about doing that. And once you start to do that process, the hammer starts to come down.
Interesting.
Wow.
And you realize, well, why do I really want to do this?
They make it difficult.
Even though we have lots of friends there, and they're all very supportive of it. But the overall feeling is you spend all the money you want here, but we really don't want you here.
Mm. Wow.
Do you think
I still love the place.
Do you think that ultimately comes down to just wanting to protect the islands? Or do you think it's something else?
There's a lot of conflict, and there's a lot of different layers. There is a group that wants to become their own nation.
Ah.
They want to separate from the U.S. There's a lot of different layers.
Gotcha.
Dave, have you considered that maybe it's just you they want to keep on?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I don't know anybody. Yeah. I'm just.
They have a head size restriction. They're like, no. If we have to build
it.
A totem to this guy, we're out of wood.
Wow.
So, Dave, if it weren't like that,
do you think they say about that?
Yes, I do. Do you think they would? Do you think you guys would have done it?
We were really close. We were in the process of doing it, and just as you get into it, you start to realize, okay, this isn't working the way it should.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we both kind of came to that by ourselves. And we were having cocktails one evening, and it was like, something's wrong over there, isn't it?
Yep. Hmm.
And we just pulled out.
I don't know if I'm the least bit right about this, but forever ago, when we used to go to Mexico all the time, there was this gorgeous place, like, on the side of a cliff, and it was only like $200,000. It was, you know, you would have thought it was $1 million. And I got all hopped up as I do, and like, I'm buying it. And that's back when I was spending a lot of time with Glenn Beck. And Glenn told me, like, no, don't do it. Because in Mexico, you never really own the property. Like, the government can take it at any time for any reason, because he was going to buy probably literally $1 million place. And so I never really researched enough to know if that was true, but it certainly backed me off from,
wow,
from doing
sure.
something like that. Man, Ellen just dicked herself. Did you guys read that?
No.
Like, I don't know if she came out with a different apology, but the quote that's getting out there, I'm just watching it on the TV over Tim's head, is she said, in my position, you rely on the people underneath you to do their job, and in my situation, they did not.
Wow.
And that's going to change. See, here's the thing. It's very, you know, how many apologies have we now seen over the past, say, 3 or 4 years of cancel culture?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of a single one that was like, that's good enough for us. Thank you. Typically, it's like, you monster.
Mm-hmm.
That apology is even worse. But when your apology is literally blaming the people beneath you who mm-hmm. you've been abusing, it's like...
Yeah, you're blaming the people you should be apologizing to.
Who?
I don't need an apology. I don't care.
I've never watched a minute of her show.
I've watched plenty, but I don't care what she does behind the scenes. But if you're abusing your staff, maybe apologize to your staff instead of saying like, oh, I only hit you because you make me so mad. And then saying that on a public scale, that's insane.
Hold on a minute.
I got to
only hit you because make me
okay.
so mad. Look, that's usable.
Oh, jeez.
That's gold right there.
I think she probably just did that because the advertisers said,
yeah, you're right.
You got to step out there and say something.
I think Ellen has to be a brilliant person. How can you be so brilliant, such a savant, and yet so stupid and unaware as to think that it's okay to just put something out saying, yeah, the people beneath me.
I think whenever you're living your life dependent on those people beneath you to do everything for you and do all your dirty work, and you're used to just being able to treat them like crap, it stops entering your mind that maybe this isn't normal. Like, she just seems like she's been so spoiled for so long that it's just totally gotten to her head. Because, yeah, a logical person would back off of that, and she's just going in.
Yeah,
and not even a sentence in there that's like, I also treated people poorly
right.
and
yes.
need to take responsibility for that. That would have been very simple to get in there. I made
sure.
mistakes. I treated people poorly. And a
supposedly
word
she's
thing.
Made a lot of them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The talk about that show is something fierce.
Yep.
And even someone like Matt Lauer, who said, look, a lot of this stuff isn't true, but enough of it is You know, like not even something like that.
Right. And these things, let's face it, what she's being accused of is nowhere near in that universe.
No. It's just being a dick.
Why not just be like, yeah, sometimes I lost my temper. I've been going through things in my life that made me treat people poorly. You know, acknowledge that it happened, even if then you give excuses. Acknowledge that you treated some people poorly. And again, this is different than some of those other cancel culture accusations. She's being accused of not being very nice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Repeatedly. Just say, I also wasn't really nice, but we're gonna make some changes.
You're so right. And it's not that hard.
No.
Although there are allegations of sexual and racial harassment that she knew about and didn't do anything about, which is the not being a nice person, I don't think is cancelable. Like Warner Brothers has decided to cancel the Ellen show. The ratings may go way down. They probably wouldn't. Because like Rage said, people probably don't care. But that kind of stuff can definitely get you in trouble.
Well, then are we missing the point then? Would she have ignored the complaints about her behavior forever, but now that the complaints about the producers are coming out, she's forced to say something?
Because
she's been covering for them in time too.
Now we're just making stuff up.
Yeah.
But that's pretty convenient if you don't want to acknowledge that you're a monster, is to say, oh, now that these things about my underlings have come out, I'm going to go ahead and say, boy, I depended on them not to racially and sexually harass people, but what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Underlings, right?
That could be.
This changes Finding Nemo forever.
I think it will affect ratings. I really do. Because I've talked to people who are like, I have a hard time watching it, reading the things that I've read. You know, mm-hmm. And again, even if those things are just the like, she didn't say thank you one time, people, you're not buying it. We talked about it with Letterman. I mean, Letterman came out on the air, if you remember, and was like, I cheated on my wife, I did this, whatever. Yep. And people were just like, yeah, Dave, we tune in because you're
awesome.
Yeah, you're kind of a jerk. But it didn't break what he was delivering to you every night, whereas this does. It's this, oh, she's so positive and she's dancing everywhere. It's hard to buy it. I wouldn't be surprised if it affects ratings.
Shoot, I just had a question for you. Damn it. Because, Rach, you and I were talking about it yesterday. Crap. It's gone. I can't remember. It was just basically like the fallout. And like, since you're plugged with entertainment and show business and things like that, but I can't remember what exactly the thing was. Anyway, it didn't matter.
Okay.
All right. That was smooth.
Awesome.
We figured that out, too. I can't believe this is
why I'll never get in trouble, because in spite of whatever I've done, where else are you going to get this kind of professional broadcasting?
You just can't, Dave.
Wait, me have idea. Idea gone.
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. Tim Convy has to leave at 5 to go to wherever Tony Colombo is. They're not telling me. Maybe it's a surprise party for me.
Sorry.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
It's a party to celebrate how great you look after you started your bum crew.
See?
Yeah,
we all got together.
There's my new live endorsement.
I would love it.
Hello, ladies.
Great for your butt or your face. Yeah.
You ever use bum on your ass and it tightened it up? Take a look at my face. I basically have a rectum right in the middle. Always have, but now it's tight. Smells good.
Okay.
I'll say when it's okay, Sue Thomas.
All right.
You get up and leave anytime you want, Tony Colombo. So at 5, when Tim leaves to join Tony, we're going to play Studio Feud. There's only going to be the two ladies, so we're going to need callers to call in and be their partners. Don't call yet, because it'll be on hold for a really long time. But when we go to break, maybe call then.
Okay.
I went into way too much detail there, didn't I?
No, I thought it was nice.
Don't call 449. Yeah. 503 would be good.
Swipe the lock screen.
Here's the way it works.
Open the phone app.
I don't know if you have a phone or not. You know what I was thinking about? I don't know if you guys were like this. I grew up like a little redneck rat. I'm pretty sure that in the summer I didn't have to take a bath every night because it was a deal when I had to. Mm-hmm. And that's just straight up disgusting.
When you were a little kid?
No, I mean, it wasn't to me then.
Right.
But thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Because I was dirty.
Getting after it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid during the summer, you would sweat and then dry and then sweat and then get in a sprinkler and then roll in the mud and then sweat. And, you know, like, I think I had to come in when the streetlights came on, like most kids. Mm-hmm. Isn't that convenient? Mm-hmm. What if there hadn't been streetlights?
Right.
Right?
You would have known.
And I remember, and I would push it every night. So the streetlights would come on, but I'm like, maybe they didn't come on over by my mom, dad's house. And then you'd hear them yelling your name. Oh, God.
They knew. But little kids, even doing all that, you don't smell
right. Your hormones hadn't kicked in
yet. Yeah, it's a different thing.
Mine had.
Oh, God, when I
was eight, had a full beard.
Smelled terrible.
Couple of kids.
I just
couple kids
put Trump in one ear because he's talking about COVID-19.
Yeah.
And he was like, a lot of countries have started to surge with the China virus. Countries we thought were doing great. I'm not going to name them, but we all know who they are.
God.
Oh, my
gosh. Like a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah, we all know who it is.
So someone's dating Ken. Not going to say who, but it's a whore named Susie.
Susie likes him, from what I understand.
Don't understand that. Ken has a pizza face. I do not.
Man, he's dealing with hurricane preparedness now. The hits just keep on coming.
Oh, boy.
No kidding.
What a year. What a year it's been.
Ugh.
Right?
Just going to keep on going.
I don't think anyone in the room was here. No, it was when Tony was hosting. Dave and Sue were out. Tim wasn't here. For some reason, Tony and I got to talking about Scooby-Doo. And he was asked, because this is the kind of content
Love
we do.
It.
And he was asking me, is Scooby-Doo still a thing? And I was like, oh, yeah, they did an animated, obviously, Scooby-Doo film.
I'm like, hey, it doesn't have to be. They did a movie with people.
They did a CGI one, like, in 2018. It was called Scoob. And a couple listeners reached out to me, and they were like, Rachel, Scoob came out in May of 2020, but that's how garbled my brain is. Yeah. Like, I truly thought it was years ago that it came out. Nope, wow. Like 2 months ago.
Some things feel like they happened forever ago. Some things feel like they happened yesterday. They
yes.
were a while ago. It is really, really, I'm sure people are doing studies on this, but no one knows, you don't know what day it is anymore. And we're coming into work. It's not like we have that excuse of the people that are working from home, but it's still, everything is just very different.
Sue, do you feel any, so you've been able to come in here the past couple weeks, how different do you feel like your state of mind is being able to do this versus when you were at home full time?
I am much happier.
That's good.
It's just interaction. Instead of sitting in that one room upstairs, and I love, but you just have to see people. It really makes me feel better. And I'm sure not everyone is that way, but I feel more normal.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
When totally. I came to lunch at your house, did you think, Dave has a sweet ass in his face?
Well, yes, but I tried to keep that to myself. The neighbor and I discussed it later. You understand.
What does that guy do to his cheeks?
Sue, I know this sounds crazy, but it reminds me of this butt I saw.
I don't really want to go into it, but if you... Well, okay.
Brazilian, great looking butt. And...
Yeah. Wonder if it burns to get it that way.
In Brazil, they have the Miss Bum Bum contest, and I swear that boy's face is won. I'll tell you what, people are going to buy it tonight. Amazon's going to get a run on Bum Bum cream. Yep.
A lot of people with facial burns
showing
up in the news.
Don't use it on your face.
Yeah, put it on your butt.
Look, my face looks more like a butt than anyone you know, so... Makes sense to me. Tim, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.